You launch them like Frisbees, but these devices are not toys. The drones are called Hex Pucks. They're manufactured by Ashima Devices. They can be used to search for missing people, monitor wildfires, even border security. And soon, the devices will be manufactured in northern Nevada. The company's moving from Southern California to take advantage of the Silver State's status as a drone test site. And Ashima executives are also collaborating with colleges and universities about curriculum for students seeking to enter the drone industry. Larry Lambert joins us now. He is the vice president for Ashima Devices. Mr. Lambert, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Ashima Devices was considering moving to several different locations. The company considered Texas, Alaska, even Mexico, and those areas also allow drone testing. So what qualities pushed Nevada to the top of the list?
We dealt directly with EDON, with the governor's office, and Nevada is a very welcoming environment. It's a very drone positive. Drone is sometimes a negative word, but they want the UAV business. They have good infrastructure that they're building for the UAV business. They're ahead of Texas in essence and ahead of Alaska.
Yeah. Did the state of Nevada offer incentives as well?
They did.
Yeah.
They
did. How much?
I think it worked out to be something like $250,000 plus various and sundry incentives per employee on a very limited basis. And as important as those were, they came nowhere close to the importance of the friendliness that we found in Reno.
Yeah. And nevertheless, without those incentives, would Ashima have gone elsewhere?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. When you go someplace and everyone opens the doors and says, "What can we do to help you?" We're from California. We're not used to that.
Now, your drones don't look like the drones the military uses. Describe what a Hex Puck looks like.
Hex Puck. This version of the Hex Puck that you're probably referring to, which is our first product launch, is about 12 inches around, and it's powered by 6 electrically powered ducted fan engines. So all of the engines, all of the working parts are internal on the vehicle. There's no spinning blades. There's no control surfaces on the outside.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the applications.
Inside the United States, we're restricted by the FAA to either a hobby market or to employing them in law enforcement situations. Outside the U.S., we have a very vast commercial market that we're pursuing. From a police point of view, from a fire point of view, which is where we think they're going to be seen principally in the United States because of the law, they're there to provide situational awareness to these first responders. They're not designed, and nor do they work well in sort of an intelligence role, but in terms of knowing what's around a corner, what's on the top of a building, what's around a building, what's in the immediate vicinity of the officers or the firefighters or the rescuers. They really excel because they can fly through trees, they can fly through bushes, they can bump into sides of houses, they can bump into rocks. None of those sorts of obstacles stop these units. They're not fragile at all. They're very, very robust.
Outside the United States, what interesting kinds of additional uses are you hearing about?
I just got back from Norway, and we're working with the Ship Owners Association and with the government in Norway to employ them for a number of inspection applications. Checking for stress cracks in ballast tanks, in gas containment vessels, metal fatigue, things like that, in areas where that people have a very hard time going, or where it's very hazardous to send a human being, you can send a Hex Puck.
Larry Lambert is the vice president for Ashima Devices. The company, which makes unmanned aerial vehicles, will be moving from Southern California to Reno. Mr. Lambert, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.